Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 11 with verses 20 through 24. Then Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than you. How many times do you think God will forgive you for any and all sins you commit on a regular basis? If in his midst, will you be able to say, I repented in your name on a regular basis, or will naively say, I've been sinless for some time now? Do you admit to being a sinner, or have you found perfection that only one man has ever been able to live? I am the worst of sinners in my thoughts and in my deeds and what I have done and what I have failed to do. Daily, in Mass, we call on the Lord to forgive us, as well as asking everyone around us to pray for each other's ability to repent and believe. The prayer goes like this: I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. We have heard of the eyewitness accounts that make up the Gospels and the letters of the New Testament. If only you'd believe, then you'd see miracles that take your breath away, as well as forgiveness that will bring tears of joy to your own being and your own soul. Repent and believe in the gospel is not just a saying, it is what we believe to live forever in Christ Jesus. God first. All else will fall into place. Amen. Guaranteed. Amen. It is something we believe. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. I did hear from my son yesterday, if in a blind way, of his celebration for his birthday at Disneyland, the world of sin in California. We pray for him as we continue to lift him up each day. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife to have a baby. Lord, we ask you to bless their family with a child. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. There, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 11 with verses 20 through 24. We've got a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Repented Not After His Deeds Mighty Received. Sounds like an ongoing theme here in this today's podcast, amen? Our practice begins, Towns Jesus reproached began, Repented not after his deeds mighty received. Chorazin and Bethsaida, he explained his woe plan. In midst yours deeds mighty cause repentant to believe. Ashes and sackcloth repented they, Sidon and Tyre judgment tolerable more than you. You, Capernaum, heaven exalted? Netherward down you will go too. If Sodom done deeds mighty, until day this remained. Sodom tolerable more by God Almighty. Your judgment you will complain. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 16th, 2023. Recording with the Angels this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We're going a little over today, 7-11 mark. So we think of our good friends John and Marie each morning with a blessing to them. And closing in the name of Jesus, as our brother-in-law Johnny always does. We triple Jesus to say we love you, Jesus. Amen. We'll close at 7:48 in the name of Jesus. Jesus. God bless you.